This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour. How do you do? It's Tuesday, the 2nd of May, and May Day is today. Not many people paid attention to May Day. Maybe that's because a lot of other things were going on in the world. What's going on with us and what's going on with you today is the focus. Jennifer Horn, not around taking care of her mom who had a medical situation last night. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Story of a new book that I find I don't read for pleasure. I read because it's good. It's important. And this book appeals to me. It's called The Other Side of Impossible, written by Susanna Meadows, who was a writer for Newsweek for a long time. And in this book, ladies, she has compiled for you compelling stories about people who faced and ultimately surmounted daunting medical challenges. And the book focuses on a couple of families, including her own, who felt they had no choice but to wade into the world of unproven therapies. So this book is the story of these families going into a world some call quackery. I don't buy that. As a matter of fact, I find a lot of people who are helped by going down the alternative route. There are some times when you have to do what you have to do, but then there are other solutions that may not have the debilitating effects. And I'll give you three examples now, not in the book, but three health circumstances that have been on the public's mind this week. The first one is the story of Jimmy Kimmel's son. He announced on the air, I think last night, story of their second child. He and his wife Molly had a boy named Billy on the 21st of April. The boy, before it left the hospital, developed a heart problem and had to have open heart surgery. If you look at some of the pictures last night, I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Kimmel's. I made that pretty obvious, but I think this is a story. I think you take a different approach. People and the way they live and the way they work and things, I mean, you can take shots at people for what they do or say, but when things like this develop, you put those things aside. Or I certainly do. I mean, the guy's a human being. He's got a wife. He's got two children. And he was in tears last night talking about how this youngster you saw the pictures of him. You can go online.
Yeah, he's completely covered in all of the different tubes. And I guess the surgery was successful for his heart problem, but he has to have another surgery in a couple months because I think there were a couple different problems. And it's true when you see he was very emotional and very real about it. And I think you kind of get to see something beyond the facade that they normally put up, and it makes them much more relatable. They become much more like human beings than what you normally see.
That's a great way of putting it, Kara. That's an excellent way of putting it. So when you look at the story and you think, there, but for the grace of God, you've all gone. Your parents, you were healthy, and your parents certainly were blessed by that. I was very fortunate. My children were healthy. I've been healthy through my life, but that isn't always the case. So through celebrity, he makes the story known, not for his own benefit, but to tell the story. And there's also a story floating around this week about Val Kilmer, who apparently has been fighting cancer for a couple of years, and there's been speculation about it, but he's never come out and actually admitted to
it. He's denied it pretty,
But now they're...
I don't know why, but...
He was interviewed in a Reddit Ask Me Anything session, and what happens is that basically he's had the same thing that Michael Douglas had. This throat cancer that gets into your tongue, the tongue gets thick and cancerous, and you got to do all kinds of things. Man, how'd you like to have radiation on your tongue? So he did confirm the illness. He talked about the things that he said to make excuses for what he had so that it didn't become known that he had throat cancer. But that's what he had. And so the rumor is now put to rest. He's apparently going to be okay. He said the news media exaggerated what was going on with him. I don't, you know, that's nothing new. But the fact that he, for some reason or other, I've always liked Val Kilmer, and I don't know why. I find him an appealing character actor.
Yeah,
I love
him.
About the roles that he plays, the way he plays them, that I find appealing. And then there's the story of Shannon Doherty, who has been sharing with her fans over the past, weeks? It's been a couple of years since she was diagnosed with...
when was she diagnosed? Last year she was diagnosed. I think right around this time, actually, last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
So she posted on Instagram over the weekend, quote, "Today was and is a moment. What does remission mean? I heard that word and I have no idea how to react. Good news? Yes. Overwhelming news? Yes. Good God, she's 45. I had no idea she was that old already." She said in her post, "Reoccurrences happen all the time. Many of you have shared that story with me, so with a heart that is certainly lighter, I wait." And waiting means that she, you know, has to, if she's in remission, does that stick? She's undergoing reconstruction surgeries. She says, "I am blessed, I know that, but for now, remissions. I'm going to just breathe." And so there's...
I didn't know
else.
That there was going to be good news for her, honestly, because it's... She's been very public to raise awareness and for breast cancer and early detection and things like that. But I'm very happy for her, and I know a lot of her fans are too. But I didn't really know if she was going to have good news because it seemed like it was very serious.
Yeah, and the pictures I've seen of her, she looked very frail. So I'm just hoping that her body is strong enough now after all of the stuff that she's gone through to actually fight if anything comes back.
Okay, so what are the lessons? Help me if I'm understanding, because there are a couple of actresses that sort of come from the same place. Is she the one that was hard to work with? She was always smoking and drinking, and is she the one, or am I confusing her with somebody else?
I don't know about the smoking and drinking, but she was on 90210, and and she definitely had the reputation of being difficult. However, Aaron Spelling, she couldn't have been that bad, because Aaron Spelling hired her again to be one of the stars of Charmed, and she was on that for a long time, so I don't know. I think Tori Spelling has talked about they had a rift that's now they're friends again, so I guess maybe she was just kind of bratty, but I don't know.
Yeah. All right, just wondered. But that's and there are things. I was talking, I think, the other day about my friend, the state rep here, who is now undergoing treatment for a really serious case of lymphoma. And you could say, well, is there anything other than a serious case of lymphoma?
Yeah,
it depends on when they catch it. And the doctors basically lied to him about his condition, saying that it was an unusual form of lymphoma, but they could treat it with this or that, and don't worry about it, it'll be fine. Or basically what he said to me was that they literally said, don't worry about it until it gets a lot worse. The guy's practically dead. So at what point do you start worrying about it or concerning yourself? He's going to have to spend, he sent me a text yesterday. He got a schedule, he started his treatment yesterday. He found out about this on Friday. And they basically said, for the entire summer, you can plan on doing nothing because this is, you're going to be in treatment. You want to live? Spend the summer, chemo and radiation, in the hospital, bone marrow, stuff like that. You know. And I hold them accountable because they said, I remember when he said it to me. I didn't want to say it to him. But I said, don't worry about it until it gets worse. I did say to him, what the blank does that mean?
Right. What doctor would say that? That's
It's a deaconess in Boston.
Jeez.
Nah. That doesn't work.
That's okay. Like a doctor saying, don't exercise.
Yeah,
just exercise
keep
less.
Keep smoking.
Home. Yeah.
It's good for you.
Jeez.
Okay. All right, let's talk about something that is good for you. Yummy, yummy, yummy good things for your mother's tummy for Mother's Day. Fresh strawberries. They also have, by the way, you can go online to berries.com and use the code DJV and look at what else they have. They have specials, though, on these berries, the freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And now you can double the number of berries for $10. So you get 12 of these big. We've all been eating them the last couple of days, although I'm going to give mine to Meredith, who said she would be happy to eat them. I said, okay, I don't need them. I'm trying to get away from this stuff. But I get so, I love strawberries, and I love chocolate. And you know you can get addicted to these things. And that's what, I heard a story from somebody, it was yesterday, the day before, who sent me a note because we were talking about Sherry's Berries when it came to Valentine's Day. And so at Valentine's Day, this person ordered strawberries for his girlfriend, and then they got them, and he ate them all, and then he ordered another box from them, and they got there, and he ate most of them. She had a few of them, and so he keeps ordering them, which is great for the folks at Sherry's Berries. I don't know what his waistline is looking like, because these things are rich. Man, do they taste,
yeah,
they look good,
decadent.
They taste great, yeah. So something special for Mother's Day, if you are into the berries, or you're into things that are sweet. There are all kinds of things, actually, in the catalog. But the deal is on the strawberries. That's the special deal. Look at a flyer that I got with mine. You look at the pictures of how they put the black chocolate, the milk chocolate, the white chocolate swirls around it. It even looks. It looks like it tastes. So if you want to surprise your mom and give her something really, really special, go to berries.com. Use the code DJV when you click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner. $19.99 plus shipping. You can double the order for $10 more. Take it from me. Take it from Kara. Take it from Victoria. These things will have impact. You will love them. And if you've used them before, this is just a reminder because you know how good they are. And you'll go back to using them as so many hundreds of thousands of people do. Every time there's a special holiday, they go to berries.com, use the code DJV, and get the special deals, whatever they may be at that moment, on these special products. So, not too early to think of your mom. Order some today. Have them sent today. She'll get them in the next day or so. And then after they're all gone, order some more. Or you can set up deliveries. Deliver some this Friday and deliver some next Wednesday. Deliver some next Saturday. You can do that too. All of it at berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code DJV. You will not regret taking advantage of this amazing deal. Berries.com, code DJV.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Trades are scary. When a player leaves your team, you can't like them anymore. You can't even wear their jersey, except at Buffalo Wild Wings. They're not going to be a judge there. Others might. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. This is the time. Well, I guess every time of year. This is a neat way if you're really big into sports. The Buffalo Wild Wings. You call that a bar, I guess, wouldn't you? Buffalo
mm-hmm.
Wild Wings?
Yeah.
Bar, yeah, right.
Bar, restaurant, yeah.
Yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good songs and more groups than you can shake a stick at. How it was? You guys make fun of me and my singing. Will you stop? Well, can we play this for Michael McDonald too? Crank this up for just a bit. The music press is trying to tout McDonald's first new LP in 9 years. There's a reason for that, folks, because his albums don't sell because he's terrible. Anyway, he's got a new album called Wide Open that will be released September the 15th. Collaborations with one of the guitarists from the Allman Brothers Band. And Bradford Marsalis is in on this. Now, there's some talent there, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Wide Open marks his first set of original material in 17 years. And there's a reason for that, too. The guy should be working at McDonald's.
Apparently, the last three albums he did were covers of Motown classics. So you have a chance to have three albums of Michael McDonald ruining Motown.
Hey, when he was with the Doobie Brothers, he made a mess out of that. He was with Steely Dan, I think, for a while as well.
I don't like him at all. Spirit Airlines. How much you dislike him?
I say on the air all the time, Spirit Airlines, an airline that has no reason for being. This is a guy who has a career that is, for me, I'm amazed that this guy has gotten anywhere. It's horrible.
The only thing I'll say about him that really bugs me, I cannot stand singers who don't enunciate, and he's the worst mumbler of all time.
He just slurs his way into it. His voice is terrible, too. You can put it up against my voice. And,
although I would vote for you in this instance.
Thank you very much. You'd vote for me just for supporting reasons.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about somebody who does have some talent, although I'm trying to figure out what this is all about. Billy Ray Cyrus yesterday announced that he was changing his name to just Cyrus. And he's re-recorded his big hit, Achy Breaky Heart, celebrating the 25th anniversary of this big song. So what is this? I want you to tell me, if you don't mind, Victoria and Kara, what this song means to you. What is eight? What is the song "Achy Breaky Heart" say to you?
This song means nothing to me.
It means nothing to me. I mean, it's funny that, I mean, Miley means something to me.
Yeah.
So the best thing Billy Ray's ever done to me is give the world Miley. But
you see, I don't buy her. I put her in the same category as Michael McDonald. Although I just think she's been able to. Maybe she's turned herself around a little bit. She has become,
wasn't she on
The Voice for a while?
Yeah, she was on The Voice last season, and I think she's kind of gotten a bad rap for being, I guess because she smokes a lot of weed, but she does a lot of really good things for charity, and she seems to be a pretty nice person.
She gives them free weed? What does she do for charity?
She works with a lot of animal charities, lot of LGBT charities. And
yeah, see?
Yeah, so I think she's a pretty good person. I think she's just...
Who is she dating?
She's dating Liam Hemsworth.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're engaged again or not.
I think she's wearing her ring again, so yeah. Yeah.
So would we assume he does a lot of weed, too, if he's carrying her?
I don't know. He seems like a pretty level-headed guy anytime I've ever seen him interview.
Yeah, the whole Hemsworth family seems pretty straight-laced and together, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we're paying attention to Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, and we're not paying attention to him. So he told Rolling Stones, "I always went by Cyrus. I begged Mercury to call me Cyrus in the beginning because that's what I was comfortable with." And so now he's been able to change his moniker. So heretofore, he was known as Billy Ray. From now on, it's just plain Cyrus. Woo. Still the king. Isn't that a movie he was in?
It's a CMT show that he's on.
Yeah, right. Plays Elvis impersonator. Oh, right. I've seen it. Yeah. All right, so that's today's story on Billy Ray Cyrus, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, adapting to a man's world. You know, it's important to take your dog's needs into consideration at all times. While you can reach for a can of soda or a glass of water on a hot summer's day to quench your thirst, your dog comrade cannot. Instead, it's up to you to anticipate your dog's needs. If you're taking him on an outing on a warm day and you're unsure as to whether water is available for him, be sure to bring your own from home, plus a bowl for him to drink out of. This is particularly a good idea if you and your pet are vacationing together. After all, water varies from area to area, and strange water might upset your pet's digestive system. It's really important. The other day I was watching someone running with their dog on the beach, and the dog's tongue was hanging out, and they were unaware that the dog's needs really needed some attention. So when you're out there on a hot day and you're thirsty, just assume your dog is thirsty. Take your foot, put it on the hot pavement. If it's too hot for you, bring your dog inside. I'll more next time.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes on hot summer days. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Deep prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Your goal for today, 34 after the hour, something you must think about when you get up and get going, your main objectives and goals. I'm here to help you realize that you need to stay in front of your goals every day. Don't forget about them. You have action. You are a human being. You can do things. So get as close as you can, whether you're trying to get ahead at work, you're trying to do better at home, whatever it is, if you have a hobby, you're getting better at it. Don't waste time. If there's anything that we realize as we get older, it's silly. And I'm just against my grain. I go like a dynamo all day, every day, and I don't really stop. I start in the four-ish hour of the day. Kara's driving her way into the studio, and I think about her when I wake up, and she's going to be okay. And then the first conversations we have, and we're like,
That is a pretty accurate depiction.
So, she's pretty alive by the time I join.
Yeah, she's all set up. She's had a couple of hours practice. She's fine. We're all great.
Do you drink coffee, Kara? Do you drink coffee in the morning?
I don't. I just somehow manage to wake myself up, and I'm a little bit of a zombie, but
Super Beats.
Yeah, I do
get
drink
the Super Beats. Get the Super
that helps
Beats
me
out.
A lot, yeah.
Sure does. All right, so anyway, I suggest that you write your goals on a card and put it. I have on my bathroom mirror a number that's associated with me selling the development rights to the farm and saving the farm. And so that's my goal. Now, do I have other goals? Yes. Every morning I have a goal to do the best possible radio program I can do. I've been doing it for years and years, and I feel better about it every day, frankly. I really do. I've always loved being on the air, but I feel differently and better about it at this point because I have such great help in the form of Victoria Keelan being here and Kara and Jennifer, who's not in again today. This time she's taking care of her mom, and I hope that if it had been anything really serious, we'd have heard one way or another. But anyway, the point is to not to get out in front of your goals. Don't let them get in front of you. Put your mind to work and work toward the goals that you have in life every single day. Maybe exercise or whatever it is. Make your life better. And you can do it a step at a time, a day at a time. Now,
you're right, though, about writing things down. Because we have, I mean, I've made vision boards for I don't even know how long. I was doing that in college. So that if you don't believe vision boards work, then you have never done one. They're amazing.
Put it into perspective. Putting things, I used to not do it, write things down. I write now every night in my journal, and I have a goal. But I think looking at that number on the mirror every day, and then I posted something on the refrigerator downstairs as well. So those two things help me to get focused, and hopefully you can take a bit of advice from that and think about it as you're maybe driving to work or this is what I need to do today in order to get ahead. Now, let me back up a little bit. I have been talking today. Every day I kind of find a theme to talk about, and isn't the only thing we talk about, but there's a thread through much of what we're discussing here. So I was talking earlier about how many people are deciding to stay in America this summer because the State Department has put a travel ban, well, not a ban, but a warning not to go to certain places in Europe. And I said I think that that's a sly way of getting people to stay in America. Remember, Trump is all about America and wants to make America great again, have people spend their money here on vacation, don't go someplace else and spend it, which is okay if that's the way I'm looking at this warning. And you talk about the industries and how he wants to create jobs, and this company we were talking about from India is saying they're going to hire 10,000 people in America this year to fill slots that they heretofore had filled by bringing their people over from India, getting them work visas, and doing the things that needed to be done on six-month work visas. Now, they're going to change that. They're going to hire 10,000 people. All right, so this is all a focus on America. And then the immigrant thing, how are we going to deal with that? And so where there's a conflict is that if you hear the stories, Trump is trying to get people to stay in America and go to the inns and to the restaurants and go see the beauty of our country. But the problem we're having, we as a country, we're struggling now to figure out how we're going to find the help that's needed for people to get the kind of service they expect when they go to a beautiful resort, when they go to a wonderful restaurant, when when you're traveling there, especially during the summer months, are extra people needed. And many of those people have been people that have come from mostly south of the border, but there are some that come from the Philippines. Some of the service jobs are filled by Filipinos who are good on that. But they're not here legally, or they have limited status. And so with it being harder to get here, the focus is going to be on whether people who stay in this country this year travel and feel good about it because they're getting good service, or they're going to get ticked off because there aren't enough people to fill the jobs that are necessary in the leisure travel field. I don't have an answer. I just am making an observation based on what I think is going to be a trip up here at some point. I'm not suggesting that it ought not to be done, because I think we have to clean up. I don't think we're ever going to, let's face it, we're never going to get rid of the people who are here now illegally. We're just not. We're going to probably keep some people from coming here who may or may not be desirable. But it's just, you're whistling in the wind if you think you're going to get rid of most of the people who are here illegally. The thing to do is to make it worthwhile for them, other than coming, and obviously it's worthwhile, or they wouldn't chance coming here, but make it worthwhile for them to do it the right way. And I can't tell you that I know what the formula is, but I know there has to be a formula, because men of goodwill, well, they fix things. And I think that there is mostly goodwill wrapped around the intention of figuring out what to do with all these people who are here that ought not to be here. And then there is this there's this overwhelming feeling about being an American. Give us your tired, your poor, the things that are at Ellis Island that are statements that have been made. And people come here because they see it still as a place of hope. The problem we have is that people are abusing the privilege. Come here, let us help you, help yourself. But many of the people who come here don't want to help themselves. They want, you know, the old, what did Clinton say, give them a hand up, not a handout. Mm-hmm. But they want the handout. So, again, we have this business about how do we fix that. And I don't want this to be a monologue. I'm just I'm throwing out things because my observation is that if we try to encourage people to stay here this summer, it's going to be frustrating because a lot of the places don't have enough help to handle, especially if we have a lot of people who are trying to fill up. I saw last night, Victoria, I can't remember whether, where the heck did I see this? It was on one of the sites that I use that basically said, we're going to give you midweek rates, but don't expect service. I mean, that's not what they said, but that's what they were really
but
saying.
But don't expect service.
Yeah, right. We're going to, and you can come visit us. We'll give you special deals, especially if you want to travel and come visit with us during the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But we'll, you know, you'll be on your own, more or less.
Wow.
And so you wonder if that isn't going to be the scene. And maybe it's good. You know, more and more people go camping. It's more a focus on self-reliance. But I think if you travel this country this summer, don't expect to see fabulous service. So, not a criticism, just an observation. So we'll see. Who's traveling this year? You're going, I hear you're getting married. Is that right?
That Victoria? Is true. That
yeah.
is true.
You're getting married. Okay, so you're going to travel. You have, what, 3 days off from the program?
Five.
Five?
We are taking a honeymoon. It's also the first vacation we've had in 2.5 years, so we really need a break. But, yeah, we're going down to just below Cancun in Mexico.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Kara, how are we going to take care of things when Victoria's not here?
I think that we should all agree to go on a 5-day vacation at the same time.
You're to the same place. We could do, you know.
Well, I don't want Victoria to hate all of us, so maybe not that. But
all right.
Lewis would be the one more upset about that.
Lewis would be?
Well, if I show up with the whole gang on our honeymoon.
Well, we're a nice group. We'll have a nice party. What's wrong
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, all expenses paid, right? You
right.
guys are covering for us?
Yep.
Yeah, Lewis is paying. Tell him he's paying. All right, let's talk about one event that took place in the world of sports. This is kind of cool, and it doesn't really reflect well on Americans, because I don't think in America, I don't know one word in the Canadian national anthem, frankly.
I know two. Oh, Canada.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you the word Canada is in it.
Oh, Canada is how
but
it
it's
starts.
The same
that's
as the Queen's, well, isn't the Canadian national anthem the same as the Queen's march or whatever they call it? I think it is. Anyway, the point of my focus here is not on their anthem in Canada, but how well they know our national anthem. Stadium full of Canadians proved that they knew the words to the Star Spangled Banner. So is this every night, every time? Isn't that what happens in games when you play, like at the Olympics, before any team comes from or when they win, I guess, they get the national anthem played? So when you, hockey teams, for example, when they go to play in Canada, don't we play their anthem and our anthem, and the same thing down here?
Yep, same thing. Yeah, both anthems are sung. This is something that hockey always does. So there are a lot of Canadian teams in the NHL. So They just do both, which is nice. But yeah. What happened, which in this instance, it was before Game 3 of the Stanley Cup playoffs between the Oilers and the Anaheim Ducks, and Canadian country artist Brett Kissel took to the ice to perform. He was going to do both of the anthems, and his audio cut out, so the mic didn't work, and luckily he was able to think on his feet, and he just started, he waved his arms and got the whole crowd to sing the anthem for him, and it was an impressive display of a whole stadium filled. This is in Edmonton, and the whole stadium knew all the words. It was impressive.
Really? It is impressive. It is impressive, because we don't return the favor, do we?
I don't think a U.S. stadium could do the same thing.
I don't think we return the favor. But this instantly, the video of this went on to NHL.com. They tweeted it. It was kind of went viral pretty quickly. It was just nice. A really nice, warm, fuzzy moment.
Good.
That's his mic cutting out.
Hey! Let's sing it together.
Oh, sorry. Very cool. Nice. Nicely done. So, just to turn it around and give equal ugly time to what happened at the Red Sox game last night, this was ugly. And this is the kind of stuff that really annoys me. Not even annoys me isn't strong enough. Boston is a racist boiler pit. And last night, This fellow who plays for the Orioles, I don't know him, Adam Jones, Cara.
Adam Jones, yeah, he's one of the best guys on the team.
Okay. So he was out there. He's a center fielder, and this is by the big green monster, and some of these knuckleheads were throwing bags of peanuts at him and yelling racial slurs at him. But this is so typical of the ignorance that is Boston that makes me ashamed to say that I grew up in the Boston area. This kind of stuff goes on all the time, games especially, and it's just these. And I know who they are. And these Irish guys from South Boston get liquored up, and they go up into the bleachers up there, and they bring bags of peanuts. And it's not the first time they've done this.
Yeah, and this is the one gross thing about sports fans that I hate is that when it comes to cheering on your team and then hating on the other team, a lot of the time it gets personal. And they're not just hating on the team, but I've heard, I remember specifically being at a basketball game at University of Maryland and one of the guys next to me calling one of the guys on the other team the F word, as in calling him a really derogative word for being gay, which I don't even think the guy was, but it's just, they go beyond cheering for, you should just cheer for your team and, ignore the other team, but right. It's just, yeah.
All right, food for thought. 10 before the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Your prostate. Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
After the hour, time for us to focus on your health again. That's a big part of this program, and one of the big participants in this is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here now to share some information with you on how to treat cancer. This is a serious subject. His way of dealing with what killed Jonathan Demme, with what Val Kilmer had, and a friend of mine who's suffering. I can even talk about my former wife who had the same sort of thing. How do you best treat cancer from an alternative point of view? In our focus, in a moment here.
I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner.
And I'm Chelsea Lipford-Wolf.
And we have some great summer prep tips for you, starting with getting rid of those mosquitoes.
That's right. I installed Newtone's Haven mosquito repellent system around my deck here. They look like landscape lights, but they help repel those pesky mosquitoes.
They have the type that's available with lights that have the mosquito repellent or just the repellent itself. And it really does work very, very well. It has a timer that goes along with it, and it'll keep the mosquitoes away from here. But even if you're preparing for all of that, you need to also think about those vicious summer storms. And to have a standby generator, just like the one that we've installed from Champion, is a great peace of mind to be able to have that power come right on as soon as you have a power interruption. But you can do all you want around the house, but if the grass isn't mowed, it just doesn't look right. Chelsea's figured that one out.
That's right. I have a Toro Time Master mower. It's got a 30-inch deck, so you're going to be able to mow your yard 40% faster.
Absolutely. It stores real easily in your garage, and it also has a lot of other features that will make it just right for your yard. You can find out more.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
We can print same or next day.
Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now during Small Business Week at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders $50 or more. Ends 5/6/17. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/smallbiz for details.
All right, 56 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the medical experts here on this program every week, the focus on cancer. I know you have very strong feelings about this, so when I bring as example the passing of Jonathan Demme at the age of 73 and his esophageal cancer, these things are brought about by smoking various things, sometimes by tobacco, chewing, sometimes smoking a pipe, you know, anything that you put in your mouth. It always fascinates me how people put something in their mouth and then they put a flame to it and want to absorb the smoke that comes out of it. I don't get that.
The underlying condition of the cells themselves is part of the issue here, because there are people who were doing the exact same thing Jonathan Demme was doing and did not get cancer. The same thing Val Kilmer was doing and did not get cancer. There are people who are smoking into their 80s, and they started in their teenage years, and they do not get cancer. The underlying resiliency of the body is the issue here. Now, first of all, in our clinic, of course, we don't treat cancer, but we do offer nutritional support for people with cancer, as well as we offer some nutritional support for people who don't. But what we try to do is to go to the underlying cause as to why they got it in the first place. And that, which would be a weak and sluggish immune system, Doug, as you're very well aware of.
Yep.
And secondly, what is feeding this? I mean, why, 100 years ago, cancer, I think, if I remember right, was number 10 on the list in this country. Today it's number two, trying to become number one.
Yeah.
What has changed? And in our research and in our experience and in all of our podcasts that we have at ForbiddenDoctor.com where we talk about this, Sugar plays an incredibly important role for two reasons. Number one, sugar stunts the immune response. Sugar absolutely puts to sleep for up to 3 days a major aspect of the immune system that goes after cancer cells. And number two, according to the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine's Cancer Research Archives, sugar is the number one food for a cancer cell, because cancer cells are so primitive, mostly stem cells that have remained undifferentiated, did not become the host tissue, didn't become heart tissue, didn't become liver, kidney, throat, whatever. And they're looking for the simplest form of energy because they are the simplest kind of cell. And the simplest form of energy in the body for most people is just sugar.
Yep.
So you know what? It's a two-edged sword.
Yeah, I have a real problem with sugar. And it's something that I'm working on because I don't want to go down the road of, you know, some of the things that happen internally to the body. I'm fortunate I have a strong immune system, but why throw sticks and stones at it?
Exactly.
Man of speaking. All right, Jack Stockwell. Check out his website and the podcast at Forbidden.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.